Prime Minister Mark Carney and his new cabinet were sworn in Ottawa Tuesday morning, May 13. Carney named 28 MPs to cabinet positions and another 10 as secretaries of state, who are meant to provide leadership on key issues and priorities within their ministers' portfolios. The next parliament is expected to begin May 26, and the following day the government's mandate will be outlined with a throne speech from King Charles III. Carney described the cabinet as purpose-built for this hinge moment in Canada's history. He said it's smaller and more focused than those of previous governments and will operate with a commitment to true cabinet government with everyone expected and empowered to show leadership. He added that the 10 secretaries of state supporting the cabinet is a return to traditional government. Canadians elected this new government with a strong mandate to define a new economic and security relationship with the United States and to build a stronger economy for all Canadians, Carney said in a news conference outside of Rideau Hall, following the swearing-in. Canadians also sent a clear message that their cost of living must come down and that our communities must be safe. He said the swearing-in of this cabinet is amongst the fastest following an election, and the beginning of the new parliament will be one of the most rapid following an election in Canadian history. Carney said the government will deliver its mandate for change with urgency and determination. His new cabinet, according to a news release from the Prime Minister's office, will act to catalyze investment and build a new Canadian economy, one that creates higher-paying careers, raises incomes, and can withstand future shocks. The cabinet will work in collaboration with provinces, territories and Indigenous peoples, to advance the nation-building investments that will support the government's core mission of building one strong, united economy, the strongest economy in the G7. He said his is a government that has to address and come to a new arrangement with the Americans, but the primary focus is on the economy, specifically the Canadian economy. We're at the start of an industrial transformation, a transformation of this economy, and Madam Melanie Joly, Minister of Industry, is going to help lead that in concert of the other members of Cabinet and myself. The new cabinet includes Shafkat Ali, President of the Treasury Board, Rebecca Alty, Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations, Anita Anand, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Gary Anandasangari, Minister of Public Safety, François-Philippe Champagne, Minister of Finance and National Revenue, Rebecca Chartrand, Minister of Northern and Arctic Affairs and Minister responsible for the Canadian Northern Economic Development Agency, Julie Debrusson, Minister of Environment and Climate Change, Sean Fraser, Minister of Justice and Attorney General of Canada and Minister responsible for the Atlantic Canada Opportunities Agency, Chrystia Freeland, Minister of Transport and Internal Trade, Stephen Gilbolt, Minister of Canadian Identity and Culture and Minister responsible for Official Languages, Mandy Gull Masti, Minister of Indigenous Services, Patty Haidu, Minister of Jobs and Families and Minister responsible for the Federal Economic Development Agency for Northern Ontario, Tim Hodgson, Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Melanie Joly, Minister of Industry and Minister responsible for Canada Economic Development for Quebec Regions, Dominic LeBlanc, President of the King's Privy Council for Canada and Minister responsible for Canada-US Trade, Intergovernmental Affairs and One Canadian Economy, Joel Lightbound, Minister of Government Transformation, Public Works and Procurement, Heath MacDonald, Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food, Stephen MacKinnon, Leader of the Government in the House of Commons, David J. McGuinty, Minister of National Defence, Jill McKnight, Minister of Veterans Affairs and Associate Minister of National Defence, Lena Metlage Diab, Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship, Marjorie Michel, Minister of Health, Eleanor Olszewski, Minister of Emergency Management and Community Resilience and Minister responsible for Prairies Economic Development Canada, Gregor Robertson, Minister of Housing and Infrastructure and Minister Responsible for Pacific Economic Development Canada. Maninder Sidhu, Minister of International Trade. Evan Solomon, Minister of Artificial Intelligence and Digital Innovation and Minister Responsible for the Federal Economic Development Agency for Southern Ontario. Joanne Thompson, Minister of Fisheries. Reki Valdez, Minister of Women and Gender Equality and Secretary of State for Small Business and Tourism. Carney also named 10 Secretaries of State that will support the Cabinet and their Minister's portfolio. The new Secretaries of State are Buckley Belanger, Secretary of State for Rural Development. Stephen Fuhr, Secretary of State for Defense Procurement. Anna Ganey, Secretary of State for Children and Youth. Wayne Long, Secretary of State for Canada Revenue Agency and Financial Institutions. Stephanie McLean, Secretary of State for Seniors. Natalie Provost, Secretary of State for Nature. Ruby Sahota, Secretary of State for Combating Crime. Randeep Sarai, Secretary of State for International Development. Adam Vancouverden, Secretary of State for Sport. John Ziricelli, Secretary of State for Labor. More to come.